progress report from the mediator.
I call the question on the whole motion.
Madam Chair?
We've already agreed to limit debate.
Madam Chair, could I just ask a question? When I moved to call the question, my assumption was the word prognosis was in there because I feel that is important.
No, it wasn't in there, Alice. It
wasn't. That's what Dave originally said.
Well, then vote against it. We got to vote now. Come on.
We're to the vote now. So let's call the roll, please, Roger.
Hold on.
This is on Mark's amendment.
It's on Mark's amendment that we're asking the mediator to come back and give us a progress report after 12 hours, period.
I'm sorry, I'm having complete problems here, but I'll be with you in 2 seconds.
Roger, I'm going to withdraw my nomination for you as Secretary of the Year. If you can.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I nominate Mark for Secretary. Okay.
No,
Dave.
No. Hush.
Dave? Voting on the Roberts Amendment. Dave? Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Nope.
Sonali?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose? Here we go. Roger? Yes. Kalanji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky? Gerald?
Hold on a minute. We're voting on the first part of the motion.
Just the progress report after 12 hours.
Yes.
Wendy?
No.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
Yes.
William? Donna? Donna? William?
Abstaining
from William. Carol, that was a yes from you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then we have yeses are one,
excuse
two.
Excuse me, I had passed.
Sorry, Dave had passed?
Yeah.
And your vote is?
No.
Okay. For yeses are one, two, three, four, five, six.
Roger.
Seven, eight, nine. Nine yes. Yeah.
Roger, this is Teresa. Could you make mine an abstention? Could I abstain instead of saying yes?
Somebody want to tell me if that's all right?
I don't believe in Roger's rules. You can change it after the vote has begun. If someone else knows.
No, you can change your vote up to the announcement of the conclusion.
Ah, thank you.
I thought so. Okay, so we're counting again. Yeses are one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Eight, yes. No's are one, two, three, four, five. So that passes.
8-5?
Right.
All right. Now we're to the main motion, right? Which is that we authorize up to $10,000. Up to $10,000. That was the main motion.
Motion as amended.
Marty?
Yes?
You need to restate the whole motion as amended, and we now approve it.
Okay. So the motion was that we authorize up to $10,000 be spent on...
No. Okay. We authorize up to $10,000, $5,000 to be paid by WBAI.
Right, I was getting to that.
But that's how we amended it.
Okay.
To receive a progress report
Let Marty do her thing, please.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. The phrasing is perhaps not the way it was said in the first place. The board's authorizing up to $10,000 for mediation at WBAI, $5,000 of which will come from BAI, up to $5,000 to come from the national office, and a progress report after 12 hours to be given to the board by the mediator. So that's what we're voting on now. So
let's vote.
Call the roll.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure. Hold on. You have to, you know, you guys watch me do this someday, and you'll see it's all about it.
I know. It's on your computer, and it's hard to switch.
Well, I'm going back and forth between documents and grab,
right.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I got my template in place, and here's the vote on the main motion. Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sonali?
Yes.
Sonali, yeah. Ray?
Yes.
Manning, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky? I'm sorry, I keep naming people who aren't here. Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William? William?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. Abstain.
Donna. That motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry it took so long, but I think this gives the tools to Don and Bertolt to move on quickly. So thank you very much. We're skipping the next item, the presentation by Dan, but I think there were some questions about, someone had a question, Dave, was that you?
Yes. I wanted to know, Dan, is it something that we could deal with a little bit in advance of the October meeting? In other words, if we had a special meeting mid-September, could you be ready by then? Because my concern is that if the issues come up in the course of that conversation that require any adjustments or anything like that, my concern is we might not be in a position to approve it or to just go ahead without having previously considered some of the issues. I'd like your opinion on that.
Yeah, I think two committees should be apprised of the work on this area. One is obviously finance, and the other is programming. So maybe what we can do is work it through the committee process, Dave, and perhaps even technology, but work it through the committee process instead of working it through the full board, if that's going to be easier.
Marty?
Yes, Alice.
The programming committee has not yet met for the first time, and still the ballots aren't in. So Donna has, who I gather isn't here at this moment, has requested still several more weeks for the ballots to come in. So I have no idea when this committee is going to meet for the first time, the programming committee. It may not be there.
May I?
Mark here.
Okay, Dave and then Mark.
And Marty Sonali.
It's my feeling that if the issue is really if you have the information to provide, so that if you have it to provide to the committees, that it might be better, given particularly what Alice just said, for us to do it as a board. It need not take endless time. But I do think that it would be better for the board to do it as a body if you're able to do it. That's my opinion.
Yes, I'm happy to do either way, whatever way you all would like to go. I'm happy to do it.
Marty?
Mark, you're next.
By the way, when is our next special meeting scheduled for? Like the end of September, correct?
No, we don't have one scheduled.
Well, we have talked about using the October meeting as the monthly meeting. We could.
Okay, madam. Okay.
7th of September.
Okay.
But we haven't established that yet.
Okay, Madam Chair. Then let me state, and we have talked about this before, the implications here are multifold. We're talking about reestablishing a national programming unit which used to exist and doesn't anymore, and that would also mean readjusting the 05 budget in time for both the National Finance Committee and the Pacifica National Board to review it. We're also talking about, in addition to whatever alterations that might mean, what the implications of the Free Speech Radio News negotiation would be. Excuse me. And I do not recommend that we approach the 05 budget at the October PMB without resolving those two fundamental issues. I think that if we don't have enough time to do it today, which is something I have requested, that's fine. But I think we need to either take it to the National Finance Committee, which meets every 2 weeks, and then have the National Finance Committee email it forward to the PMB, or do a special PMB meeting. But I do not think, I think it would be irresponsible not to know about the National Programming Unit, about the Free Speech Radio News negotiations, and the implications for the archives before we come to D.C. Otherwise, we're just going to waste a lot of time. So, Dan, I don't know how you can do it, but you got to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you too, Mark. No question about that. And, you know, I look forward to our discussion on Friday, where we might be able to get Finance Committee as a start some of the preliminary materials in this discussion and process.
In which case, I would then say, fine, that would be great. We can talk about it. I'll put it on the agenda. And then I would like to, of course, send it to the Pacifica National Board for discussion. But if the Finance Committee is being expected to vote on this in terms of what our recommendations would be, we need to have that material within the next 3 weeks so that we have an opportunity. In addition to which, and Lonnie, correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to be receiving by the end of this month, with the exception of BAI, which will be the 10th of September, the approved and revised budgets from the LSBs. You then have to incorporate all that, deal with whatever we talk about on Friday in terms of the national office, and submit a revised budget that we can consider prior to adoption consideration. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. This is Dan. And as you know, Mark, a lot of national operation budgeting depends in the first place upon what the budgeting is at the local station level. So if we're running into those difficulties at the local level and getting those budgets approved, that just cascades up and delays the national units. But
understood. Given that the local stations have a considerable bite from the Free Speech Radio News. I know at PFW it's 71,000. It's other, you know, it's more at other stations. We need to resolve that issue. Otherwise, we're going to go into the PMB meeting in October unprepared.
Well,
with a budget that we've already had an opportunity to look at, that the National Finance Committee has an opportunity to vote on. It can't happen with the national programming, and we are a radio network outside of the parameters of our of our investigations. We need that material, and we need it now.
Can I just say one thing, Mark? I totally share your concerns. One thing that you may that may assuage some of your concerns is that the restructuring of national that we're discussing would not have any impact on existing station budgets.
How about the archives?
Excuse me?
How about the archives?
That it would be, because that's part of national operations. But just to let you know that the scope of work involved here wouldn't be rewriting everybody's budget. We're just looking at the national operations budgets. What is in those local station budgets is not going to change relative to the creation of this national program.
But, Dan, one of the things, we recently asked all the board members to weigh in on what they thought the board priorities should be, and one of the key concerns was archives funding in terms of percentage of central services, and you had indicated that that might be altered by this entire national programming unit and the impact of affiliate funds, expansion of affiliates, and projected income from that, et cetera. But if you don't present that to us shortly, how will we be able to weigh in on that whole configuration and decide, okay, yes, and give everybody on the board an opportunity to review it and say, okay, this is what we're contemplating, if we don't get it extremely shortly?
Yeah. I think Sonali was next.
Roger.
Okay, that we do have a whole budget discussion coming up.
Why don't we discuss it under the budget?
It has been allotted. So if these are budget issues, that's where they belong. If it's an issue about Free Speech Radio News or national programming in particular, then the comments belong here.
I'd
and
like
Marty, can any of our
Marty.
Representatives on the Free Speech Radio News negotiating team weigh in on their opinions here?
That's
wrong. It's the wrong agenda point, Mark.
Sonali, you're next.
I pass.
Marty, can I get on the stack, Dave?
Yeah. Roger, and then Dave.
All I wanted to say is that I think we should end up calling another special meeting sometime in September.
Okay.
That the Finance Committee can maybe project a good date for that after they get more information between them and Dan.
Okay. Dave?
Yeah, I was going to formally move that we have a special meeting of the board on Monday, September 13th, which would be 3 weeks from today.
I second that, Alice.
At the same time, at 5 p.m. Pacific.
Is there any objection to that?
I have a point of information.
And to deal with this agenda item.
Specifically.
Oh, with the issue of national programming, including Free Speech Radio News.
Correct.
In the archives.
Point of information from Roger? Just from Dan or Mark? Is that enough time to, would that work?
Well, we meet this Friday. We'll meet again in 2 weeks. So if we do it in 3 weeks, we'll have an opportunity for two meetings. Yes, that would be enough time. As long as we meet after, let's see, this week, I don't have a calendar in front of me. It's what? This Friday is what?
The 17th.
Okay, and then
I was looking at September.
27th.
This Friday is the 27th.
And then 2 weeks from then?
Hang on.
Is September 10th.
Okay, any time after that.
That would be the 13th.
That would give us two times. Okay, great.
Okay, good. Is there any objection to setting that meeting?
What date is that?
Monday, September 13th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Pacific.
Marty, I'll be out of country. Sonali.
Okay, Sonali. Okay, your input was valuable on both of those, but I think if everyone else can make it, we ought to go with it.
Passes without objection.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Could we try another day? When you say out of country, Sonali, what do you mean? Out of country, how long?
I'll be gone from the 8th through the 6th through the 18th of September.
Oh, okay.
September.
All right. Well, nothing we can do about that.
Just go ahead, and thanks for letting us know, Sonali. All right, so that's... We'll set that meeting, and if there are other agenda items that people feel we should address, please let me know.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I feel compelled to just mention the note that you sent us about the way we carry on during the meetings, and I would just like to, show you some support, but also recommend that people do not begin speaking until they're actually recognized. I wonder, is it possible, that no one speaks twice before everyone who wants to speak has spoken once? And we could consider a time limit during our discussions.
Yes, thank you, Kalonji. I meant to bring a stopwatch with me, and I forgot it. So.
All right.
I have one over here.
Okay, well... If we could start limiting our remarks to, I would say a minute would be very helpful.
You want to get this call?
That's not enough time, Madam Chair. Would 90 seconds or 2 minutes be acceptable?
About 90 seconds. Is that okay with people?
Okay, that's fine.
Let's give that a shot, and if it really seems hard, Henry, if you don't mind timing people, that would be great.
Not at all.
Madam
right.
Chair,
so we've got a special meeting set for September 13th, so... let's go on to the next agenda item, which is consideration of the fiscal year 05 issues. So let's try to take them. Maybe we need to take the issues that do not pertain to national programming.
Marty, it's Alice. May I ask a question?
Alice, go ahead.
I must have missed something, but could you tell me what have the fiscal 05 issues been listed or discussed before, or would you clarify what they are?
Well, Madam Chair, can I weigh in on that?
Go ahead, Mark.
As the chair of that committee, I think what this has brought forward, and I hope all of you have read the emails, and I'm going to be real quick on this. We basically have kind of reached a kind of road, not necessarily a block, but certainly a difference of opinion with respect to two issues. And I think we need to consider both of them separately and decide what guidance we want to give, or what direction, rather, we want to give to the National Finance Committee, which will entertain this issue once again on Friday. The first is the question of whether or not we should authorize an independent audit by the same auditor who will be coming, to audit the books for this fiscal year in November, to also look at interstation transfers between January and September of 2002, period, and issue a report back on the findings. That's one thing. Then the second thing, so whether we should do the audit or not for that period up to $10,000, probably more like $5,000. The second question is, once we have received those results, should we wait for those results to determine how to respond, or should we make a policy now with respect to any adjustments in the 05 budget special assessments? Keep in mind, this year we still have special assessments on all the stations in order to get the legal debt down to zero. The booked debt down to zero. Should we, wait until we get the report, or should we create a policy now with respect to what we will do if we decide, for example, or determine based on the numbers that some station has paid more than the suggested share of 25% for A, K, and I, and 12.5% for W and T. So we have two questions. Should we go ahead and do the audit and authorize $5,000 to $10,000 for it in November? Two, should we then decide and wait until we get those results, or should we decide on a policy now on what to do if some stations paid more?
This is Carol. Could I get in the stack, please?
Yes.
Thanks, Carol. Help me out here, because I may have not stated it properly. Help me out.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, this is Sonali. I have to leave.
Okay, thank you, Sonali.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Carol.
I feel it's very difficult to discuss 05 fiscal issues without having a narrative of what it is we're buying. You know, essentially what a budget is a program we're going to fund. We're going to use money, we're going to spend it, and this is what we're going to fund with that money. And I look at the budget and I still can't tell exactly what it is we're buying. I don't know how much national programming we're buying. I'm not sure how much training we're buying. I don't know what the plans are for national programming next year. I don't know what the staffing priorities in the national office are and how we're going to use our staff to execute the plan. So I don't feel comfortable that I understand our budget. I see a lot of numbers on a page, and I can look at them and see where we are year to date and how they compare with what we're doing now. But I just don't understand it, and I really feel that that this board needs a written operational plan from our executive director telling us what he's planning to do next year and tying it to the numbers in the budget so we can say, yeah, that's a good plan. Or no, I think we ought to allow a little bit more to the audio port and a little bit less to the training.
I second.
And as I'm far as the audit goes,
please put me on the stack.
Of the interstation transfers from January to September in 2002. I understand now that the station managers have that information at their fingertips and could supply it to us. All Lonnie has to do is ask them. So I'm finished.
All right. Thank you, Carol. I'm sorry, just to clarify, are you speaking of the FY05 budget in general, or are you speaking of just the national programming issue?
No, I'm talking about the national budget. We have national programming. We have national administration.
That's the national budget.
Yeah, each of us at our local level is working and discussing our local budgets, but we're the national board. What is our national thing, a plan for the year?
Madam Chair, since we're meeting again on 9/13 after two additional National Finance Committee meetings, I would say that I would put off the larger issues of the 05 budget and anything that's still stuck in the road prior to October meeting until the 9/13 meeting. I thought that, and then Carol, I forgive me if I'm wrong, I thought that we wanted to pursue that particular issue, but if in fact the stations have the answers to the questions of the, you know, 01 to 09, why don't we just hold the whole thing, see what Lonnie and Dan can give us, including national programming, which they promised to begin providing on Friday of this week. Let's let it see what happens. If we still have questions, present it back to the special board meeting on 9/13. Would that be acceptable to you?
Madam Chair, could I get on the stack, Alice?
And me too, David.
Okay. I've already asked Gerald.
Gerald, I already have you. Thank you. Carol, do you want to respond to that, or?
Are you talking to me?
No, I was asking Carol if she wanted to respond to Mark. All right, we may have lost her. Okay, Gerald, go ahead.
Yes, I tell you, we may have to talk about it.
Are you talking a little louder, Gerald?
Can't hear.
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
I couldn't hear.
We're having trouble hearing you, Gerald.
Oh, I'm
no,
very
someone
sorry.
Interrupted.
Damn. Yeah, well, it's real hard when you're interrupted, but all right, anyway, I think that this might be one of the more important matters that we deal with or choose not to. You see, I noticed that at KPFA, they have hired, in the last 2 years, an additional 30 people, roughly. In other words, our budget, so-called budget, increased by $400,000. Now, I don't think that's a good policy. I don't think that people spontaneously just hiring folks until I don't know what stops them from hiring more. But the fact of the matter is, I did go and look at the budget. I said, okay, so obviously there's a line for this employment. And maybe this will explain it to me. Let me read this. Nothing! So, I am concerned about this matter of the budget. I don't believe in hocus-pocus budget. I believe that all budgets should basically be the same. If you once you know how to read them, you go and you read them and the information's there, you make a decision. I'm sorry. I have yet to be able to do that with the information that has been given to me. And I don't know if we want to forego this opportunity to clarify this matter, because maybe I'm wrong. It's right there in front of me. Or maybe I'm right. Finished.
Okay, thanks, Gerald. Alice.
Yes, thank you, Gerald. And Carol, I support getting a written operational plan from our ED and tying it, as Carol said, to the numbers in the budget. I, too, am on the National Finance Committee and do not feel comfortable with many. I don't know what's going on, and again, I don't know what the plans are or what we're buying with this money. So I suggest that we get from our ED such a written operational plan tied to numbers in the budget, perhaps by the September 13th PNB meeting. Would that be possible, Dan?
Madam Chair, this is Mark. I'd like to weigh in again, please.
Well, just a moment, Mark. Not now.
Is Dan still here?
I appreciate that.
Hello?
Dan?
Yeah?
Alice, do you want to repeat what you asked?
Did you hear my question, Dan?
Are you wanting an operational plan?
As Carol said, is that possible to do written operational plan tied to numbers in the budget? For example, I was asking you, is that possible by the September 13th board meeting?
You know, why don't we look at this in finance on Friday?
Can we do it in
finance on Friday?
I think that this is of concern to a good number of us here at this moment, and I wonder, Madam Chair, if we could consider this as a motion.
Well, I'd like to weigh in on that, Madam Chair, because the only thing that I have a concern about here is the National Finance Committee is made up
Mark,
of...
Mark,
excuse me, is there a line here?
I think Dave was on the stack before you, so...
I'd like to be out of
Sorry.
Order, sir, please, William Walker.
I'd like to take it in order, and I, you know, Alice, can we, I'm going to note here your question and the question of a motion and come back to you, if
okay.
that's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just to focus the discussion, and I don't know if Alice's motion is formally on the floor or not, but I wanted to just make the motion that Mark alluded to regarding the question of the audit of inter-division transfers. And I also would like to make that motion include a request for the National Finance Committee to develop a policy for notification and approval of unbudgeted inter-unit transfers going forward. Would that be in order at this time?
Could I ask you to hold off on that for a moment?
Sure.
Sorry.
My turn?
Will you come back to me and recognize
we'll come
me
back
so
to
that
you.
I can do that? Thank you.
Sarf,
No, I wasn't on the stack.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Was there anybody else? Besides
Mark.
Mark.
William.
I know Mark, just a minute. I'm just making sure. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
There are a couple things here that I think, and once we've talked about a little bit more, I don't necessarily believe that this is a item we should put on the agenda for the TMB yet. One of the things that's great about this organization is that we involve LSBs as well as the TMB in significant governance issues. Although sometimes we try to, tie the policy here without allowing the LSBs to kind of weigh in. The National Finance Committee is unique in the sense that it incorporates five treasurers from all five stations, and they're working with their business managers, general managers, and the LSB. And in fact, Gerald, if you have questions, you should first of all turn to your treasurer. We're meeting constantly, every 2 weeks, about this entire issue of the fiscal year 05 budget and the ideally passing it or at least voting on it in October. Keep in mind that the current budget has never been passed in full because of these kinds of concerns. I would urge the Pacifica National Board to trust its Standing Committee on Finance as established in the bylaws of Article 8, Section 3. I would also urge them to allow the treasurers of the LSBs who are not here today to weigh in on the progress of their individual stations and allow us to work with the ED and the CFO to try to deal with these issues and then come back on the 13th. With a proposal, with whatever documents we can get in terms of a narrative, let the committee decide how it wants to proceed so that in good faith we can make a recommendation at 9:13 to be followed by, of course, a more formal thing in October about the budget. There are about four or five issues to discuss. Hello?
We are losing
you. Up, Mark.
Okay, we're about 4 or 5 minutes.
Can't hear you, Mark.
Mark, you're breaking up. You need to get to another phone or something.
I am.
Can't hear you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you...
It's getting muddy.
Hello? Am I
gone? It's muddy. Can you get to another phone, please?
Yeah, I can.
And we have a 2-minute
all right.
termination, too, right, for all of us.
Okay.
I hope so.
Now,
I'm on the stock, Marty.
Okay, William, go ahead.
All right, I just wanted to let folks know that as far as from KPFA standpoint, we don't have a business manager, and the finance reports from our station have consisted of a report from our treasurer, and I don't feel that, I mean, and this might be my personal bias, I don't know, but it seems that because we don't have a business manager, it's been difficult to really get a grasp of what's going on in regard to planning for next year. And I think that it's the job of the business manager, but there should be some interface with the general manager, and having the stations each have a process that they do around planning for the a report for like an annual operational report to coincide with what's in the budget. And so I'd just like to echo that. I'd like to see something like that happen on the same date for every station, meaning that and I'm not as clear on what the finance committee's deadlines are for that, but it should be public so that it's something that we do know, and
you know, we should do all in our means to have a process that not just incorporates the local station boards democratically, but also incorporates the staff being able to have a discussion democratically and having people on all levels be able to discuss it.
Okay, thanks, William. We have suggestions of motions on the floor.
Marty?
Yes, Alice.
It's Alice. I would like to postpone for a little while my motion and go back to Mark's, which wasn't, I think, fulfilled.
I'm back. Thanks, Alice.
And I would
okay.
like to second Mark's motion and move ahead with that. And his motion, I don't know if you want to repeat it, Mark, but...
Well, my motion is to table the item until 9:13.
Oh, which item? The written operational plan, right?
Well...
I'm going back to your audit.
Well, we never seconded that one. So
I know, but I seconded it.
Well, because I talked, you know, from what I got from Carol and the others, what I'm asking, I guess, us to do is give the National Finance Committee the two additional meetings to settle it, and if we can't, we'll come back on 9:13. Either way, we could report back. I would like to table any considerations about finance until 9:13. That's my motion.
All right, then I will go ahead. I move that we ask our ED to create a written operational plan, tying it to numbers in the budget, and report back to us. And again, I asked Dan, I hope that's possible, right, by September 13th.
Well, can I get a, see if I can get a second
that's
on my motion?
Well,
it was
I'm sorry.
Alice who was recognized.
I second that to Mark's motion.
Okay.
Mark wasn't
sorry.
Recognized. Let's Alice was asking a question.
Alice,
tell me what to do.
Okay. As far as I can tell, we have several different issues here. We have, Mark, are you suggesting in your motion to put everything off, including the audit question?
Yeah, what I'm suggesting is that we allow the National Finance Committee, yes, to consider the narrative, the audit question, as well as the other concerns that have been raised, mostly by members who are on the National Finance Committee. Alice, Carol, Dave, they're all on the committee.
Yes,
Henry, give us an opportunity to work this out. I think that's only fair to the treasurers who are also part of that
then
process.
Then I call the question. Let's vote on it.
Well, let me just finish, Alice, and then you can. But I'm just saying, I'm suggesting that we put the entire matter on hold and allow the Finance Committee this next two meetings to see if we can reach resolution without having to the Pacifica National Board to override the National Finance Committee, which is a meeting every 2 weeks since April.
Okay, but you...
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes, just a moment, Dave. I'm trying to sort out the order. If you can help me, that would be great. I believe Mark made a motion. I believe it was seconded.
Well, it was.
Marty, my understanding...
called the question.
But Mark's
Marty,
original...
Marty, my understanding was that you recognized Alice. Alice attempted to move what Mark had moved and had not been
right.
seconded. Mark corrected her as to what he was talking about, so she attempted to put a motion forward while she was recognized. What Mark
that's
said
why two people shouldn't
period, she, he, that was not recognized.
No, my motion was seconded
Madam
by
Madam Chair,
Sean.
May I ask
I
a question,
it.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
It's Alice. What I asked Mark, I was going to go forward with
wrong.
His original motion, which was to authorized to have the PNB authorize an independent audit.
That was not my original motion, Alice.
Well,
that
I'm
was
sorry.
Yours.
I wrote it down. Then
issues.
I'm mistaken in my belief.
Well,
so
then you are mistaken.
Mark, can you please let Alice finish?
Oh,
yes,
Alice,
please.
Let anybody else speak for a little
excuse
while.
Excuse me. Alice, you're withdrawing your second. Is that correct?
I am withdrawing my second, and I go back.
You made a motion.
Point of order. I don't believe it was in order.
Okay.
I mean, she had the floor to make a motion. It was a matter of seconding.
What about Sean's second of my motion, Dave?
That was out of order, actually,
right.
In the middle of everything.
Right, okay, well, we have to sort it out here something. Okay, Alice.
All right, then I'll go back.
Go ahead and make your motion.
I am going to make my motion, then, which is...
Oh, and then Dave has questions as well. Alice,
okay.
Go ahead.
My motion is that the PNB tell our ED to create a written operational plan, tying it to numbers in the budget, and report back with that plan at our PNB meeting on September 13th.
So what is the National Finance Committee to do for the next two meetings?
That
wait
is
for that
my
report?
Motion. Do I have a second?
Alice, what are we supposed to do this next two
weeks?
I can't hear.
Please be quiet. You're out of order.
Sounds
sorry.
Like we got a personal thing to talk about after the meeting.
Okay. Now, is there a second to Alice's motion?
I'll second. Henry second.
Okay, Henry second it. I will entertain two pro and two con at a minute and a half apiece.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to be con.
Is there anybody who'd like to speak?
I'd like to be con, Mark.
I'd like to be pro, Henry.
All right, I'll entertain one of each.
One? Marty, which one is one or two?
Marty, can you hear me?
Okay, if other people want to speak, that's fine. Sarv, would you like to speak pro or con?
I would con.
Okay, and Teresa?
I would like to hear Alice's argument again, if she wouldn't mind.
Sure. Point of information?
Yes.
I don't believe that Alice's question to Dan about whether he could do it has ever been answered. Has it?
Well, the motion is made. So it's
I asked him. I did not hear a response. Is Dan on the line?
Well, we're supposed to be discussing the motion now, but yeah.
But that's the thing.
I can't hear.
I can't either. Dan, are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, the phone is cutting out, but it's certainly annoying.
I don't know who.
Could
is that my phone?
Check?
Hello?
Whoever was making noise has muted themselves.
Okay.
Marty, could I?
And the question is, could you prepare a report by September 13th that would tie the operational...
A written operational plan tying it into numbers in the budget.
Yes.
Well, by September 13th.
You know, the answer to that would be yes, but is it... I think the real question has to be, you know, is that the... You know, my preference going forward would be to go to the Finance Committee on Friday to discuss this issue with the Finance Committee. In terms of reporting on network operations, I believe that on a relatively routine basis, this board gets comprehensive, detailed reporting on all variety of different aspects of network operations, whether it is from, you know, policy regarding multimedia to details about election, both Pacifica's presidential election coverage to internal Pacifica election reports. Plus, there's a clear annual plan, so to speak, that every year I write outlining the goals and objectives and priorities for the foundation moving forward. So there's a lot of information out there already regarding the strategic or short-term objectives that I lay out working with station managers, with station staff, with national staff, with finance folks, you know, on a medium-term to short-term basis. So there's a lot of material out there already. I think I would appreciate the clarification, Alice, from you, from Carol, from other finance committee members, from Mark, whatever that might be, maybe on Friday, get that feedback from you, have a two-way, maybe answer some immediate questions, and then look at which way to go forward, and then obviously make a presentation to the board in October about where we're going. But if you all feel that the board needs something further after Friday's meeting, then I'd be happy to do it. But I also keep in mind there's, you know, a lot of work being put on this office from the board in all kinds of different variety of areas, from information requests to, you know, to mediators, to consultants, to all kinds of things are going on, and I think we're going to have to be a little disciplined about, you know, what we're going to choose to tackle, what we want to complete over the next 4 or 5 weeks. There's a lot going on, and we're going to have to be clear that what we want to finish, we can finish.
Madam Chair,
Carol,
this is Carol. Could I get in the desk,
yes,
Marty?
Oh, you have a nose. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait. You know what? We had a pro and a con thing mm-hmm. happening here, and what I would like to do is stick with that. We had Alice, if you'd like to relinquish a spot to Carol, like give
sure.
her the pro if you're in favor
go
of
ahead.
Carol. Otherwise,
thank
I'd
you.
Like to just take care of this. So we had...
But Carol, I mean, Alice has spoken twice. Let me say something back.
Mark, please.
Marty.
Don't get mad at me, Marty.
Per se, many times.
Okay.
Now, please, we need to.
All right.
Would you like to speak in favor?
That boy is
bummed. Yeah, I'll speak in favor.
Oh, Henry.
Yes. Well, I have no problem with the position that Mark is suggesting, that we can start discussing this on this Friday, but we have already tried it several times, and we have come to a tie sometimes in our discussions on the Treasury Committee. So I think that there is no contradiction in asking Dan to present everything tied to all this operational plan tied to the numbers in order to make it clear when we are talking about, because all this money has to represent policies that we discussed in the last meeting here in Houston, and those policies has to be reflected on this plan that we all have to share and we are going to vote forward. So in order to make it easier to understand, because here in KPFT we have no problem with our budget. It was minimum, but at the national level it's something a little different. We have to be all able to manage all these numbers to a specific policy that is going to be implemented in order so that we can say yes or nay without any restrictions. Besides, the whole PMB has to have a clear picture of where the hell we're going. Otherwise, we only, the people on the Finance Committee, can came to a conclusion without having the participation of all the other members that is not possible in only one meeting.
Okay, thanks, Henry. Sarv.
Well, Madam Chair, there are some problems that I have. You know, it's such a broad and vague kind of a detailed description, and I think we should be very aware of it. When we say that tying your narrative to the numbers, there are numbers, there are hundreds and thousands of numbers, and I think maybe what we need is a broad kind of a stroke narrative, and so that gives us a sense rather than a detailed description of every number and tying every number to the text or the narrative. I also think that even though Dan is saying that he can do everything, but I'm not quite so sure if he has checked with his people that do the number crunching, his CFO or anything like that. And I would like to inquire from him if he had checked it from through his CFO. And the third, I think if the Financial Committee is not given the responsibility, if they cannot iron out their problems inside, we here at the PNB who have very little knowledge, and I see lots of confusion here on part of a lot of people about these budget numbers. Most of them probably haven't even seen it. I think that we have to depend upon our Finance Committee to undertake the responsibility in good faith. And if they had any problems, I would like to have them come here from time to time and tell us those problems rather than coming here at the last hour here. So I think I respect people on the Finance Committee, and I would like to see them go back and come back to us within a week or two, whatever we decide. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Carol.
When I asked for an operational report, a narrative that's tied to the numbers, I didn't want every line item in the narrative. I don't think that's what an operational plan for the year is. It's a narrative that everybody can read, whether they are numbers-oriented or not. I know a lot of people just kind of glaze over when you look at numbers, and it's very confusing. But an operational plan would tell us, this is what we plan to do next year. We plan to expand the audio port. We plan to do some training. We plan to do some national programming of this type. And we expect that the cost of the audio port segment of our plan will be X dollars, and the cost of the training will be X dollars, and the cost of the national programming will be X dollars. And the board can then read the plan and say, okay, I think this is a good allocation of resources instead of priorities for next year, and we approve that. And that way the board itself doesn't have to pardon the cliche, worry our pretty little heads with all the details. That is the job of the Finance Committee, to be looking at the details and saying, yeah, the details do carry out the operational plan, but the operational plan gives us it's not vague to say we plan to spend $45,000 on the audio board project. That's clear. But it tells us what we are allocating money to do next year and how much it will cost us to do it. So that when we look at it, we can say that is a good plan. And I can go, and when I'm talking to somebody about Pacifica, when I'm talking to somebody about Pacifica and saying, wow, you know, we're doing great things, I can say, here's what we're doing, and, you know, we could use some more money for our this or our that. It gives us a real sense in the real world of what we're doing and how much it costs. And I think that it's responsible for all the board members to be able to have that much understanding of the plan and what it costs.
Okay, thanks.
So I'll vote yes.
Okay, Mark, you're on now.
Thanks, Marty, and I apologize. I guess for me, I think all the issues that have been raised are legitimate. That's not the question. The question is how to proceed. I firmly believe, as I said, that the National Finance Committee has been, and by the way, I in no means control that committee or anything like that, and we're all kind of independent. But I think that the Finance Committee should have an opportunity meeting with Lonnie. He'll be back from vacation on Monday, but he will be there Friday at this meeting, as well as Dan and the members of the committee and the LSB treasurers, who have been working very hard to understand not only their particular budgets. And we've gone through many, many, many items, and we'll go through even more. And ask the questions about the national finance questions, the implications of the national programming unit, all of the things that we've talked about, we would have to address. I'm saying give the committee the additional 2 weeks it is requesting, a hard-working committee, a committee one of the first to convene, thanks to Carol, and one of the first to get going, and has been working diligently. Give them 2 weeks until the 13th, to work out the questions, and then at that point, some of the things we're asking for, an explanation of, so Carol can tell someone, this is how much, you know, this is what we're doing, this is what we're planning, that's much of that will be part of the October meeting, first of all, when we actually meet, I'm hoping all day, to discuss the budget in detail, but more importantly, it will also be part of the discussion on 9/13. I'm saying, please give the committee an opportunity. Don't supersede them and then say, okay, fine, this is what we want. And like Henry says, he wants to know all these questions. Ask them in the committee and make sure that they're answered the next 2 weeks. Give us an opportunity to do our job before the PMB decides that you can do it, you know, without us, and then wait until 9/13. And if we're going to put a 9/13 date, then what's the point of us meeting for the next 2 weeks? Let's just wait till 9/13 and try to solve it there. And if we do that, this budget, like the 04 budget, will never be approved.
Okay. I've heard two pro and two cons. So let's vote on the resolution. And if somebody could repeat it. Roger, do you have it down?
Yeah.
Alice, do you want to repeat it?
Roger has it.
Oh, I think so. Motion by Shields that the PNB direct the executive director to compile a written operational plan attached to items in the FY05 budget for the September, in time for the September 13th special meeting.
Yeah, my verb was tying it rather than attaching.
Tying it
to numbers in the budget.
Tying.
Okay, is everybody clear on that now? Vote then. Roger, do you want to call the roll, please?
Yeah, well, actually, I wanted to make an amendment to it, but I suppose that's order.
Well, I had an amendment
order,
to table it to 9/13. Well, wouldn't that take precedence?
Please, let's not speak out of turn.
Oh, if the motion is...
Alice, please stop telling me what to do.
It's not you, Mark. Everyone, a lot of people
okay,
are doing
okay,
it.
Okay, but
let's
you
let the chair control the
too.
Meeting.
Oh, I Hello.
I apologize for opening that can of worms.
Hey, Mark, I did not realize that you had made a motion.
I had made a motion to table until 9:13, which was seconded by Sarv.
I have a point of information. How's that? That would...
Okay, help us.
No, all right, Roger.
I have a point of information. I was thinking, I'm agreeing with Mark, and I'm agreeing with both sides here, and that perhaps...
What?
Let me finish.
Roger.
The question is... Would it be feasible for the Finance Committee and the Executive Director to work together to come up with this document?
May I respond, Madam Chair?
Excuse me, Marty? Marty, please. Marty?
Yes.
You have called for a vote.
That's right.
Once the vote is called for,
that's it.
Everything is out of order.
But, Carol, I have submitted.
I'm making my point of order. There was another motion to table discussion of the budget. That is not germane to requesting a report when at the meeting that we're going to discuss.
No, you can't say that.
Point of order, my point of information is, I believe, in order to ask a question before a vote. And so maybe if somebody could just answer the question, it would help or not.
I will say go ahead.
Well, this is what I would like to do. I would like to proceed with the vote, and then if there on Alice's resolution, and if it fails or if it wins, we'll take up the next item. I don't feel it was I don't think it was an amendment to her motion. So I'd like to just vote on her motion.
Well, that's the ruling by the chair, then I will call
one
vote.
Way or the other and go on.
Okay.
Dave? Dave? Come back to Dave. Teresa?
Yes, Dave is trying to say yes.
And David, yes. Teresa?
I'd like to say yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, got you. Henry?
Yes.
Sonali? No. Ray?
Did Sonali vote?
No.
Sonali's not here, is she?
Okay, you said no.
You said no.
What?
Roger said
Sonali?
No, meaning she's not here.
Please be clear, thank you.
No.
Okay, no, Sonali is not here. We're moving on to Ray. Come back to Ray. Manning, we'll come back to Manning. Kalonji?
No.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
No.
Julie?
No.
Is Julie there?
Yeah, she just said no.
Oh, okay.
Vicky? Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
I'll abstain.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Donna's back, and she says yes. Coming back down, Ray, are you there?
I didn't hear enough to vote, really.
You're going to abstain?
Yes.
Okay, Ray, Manning will vote yes. So the yeses are one. But did I miss anybody? Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. I believe that passes. No's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 no. The motion passes.
Okay. Now, Mark, did you have a motion that we table the audit issues and the other things that you brought to us here until the 13th?
I second the motion to table the rest of the...
Well, my motion was to table, you know, the whole thing, so I don't know where the motion stands right now.
Well, would you like to make another motion, or...?
I actually had requested Marty to be able to have
I'm
you
sorry,
come back
Dave.
To make
yes,
the motion.
I was trying to revisit Mark.
No, just get me.
Okay.
In other words,
and
dropped
Dave.
His motion. That's it.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, so I would like to move first that the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, develop a policy for notification and approval of unbudgeted inter-unit transfers for presentation at the October board meeting, and further that the board approve an audit of inter-unit transfers above central services payments for the period 2002 to the most recent audited year, to be done during the audit, during the upcoming audit, but that it not delay the approval of the 2005 budget.
I move that we disband the National Finance Committee and let the board do the job.
Oh,
I second Dave's motion.
You have plenty of other things to do.
Sure do.
Besides,
I seconded Dave's motion. This is Alice.
Yes, you seconded.